भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। सीट्स अप प्रोज अपि बद सवै कृपन एन बालको मृतहारिणी सुतो हो ममानार्यस्य षटकिरात मतेर कृत सुकृतस्य कृत विश्रम्भ आत्मप्रत्ययेन तदविगन्यन सृजम इवागमिष्यति। भरत महाराज वुड थिंक, अलास द डियर इज नाउ हेल्पलेस, आई एम नाउ वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट and my mind is like a cunning hunter, for it is always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me, just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and place its faith in me? Purport. Maharaj Bharat was very noble and exalted, and therefore when the deer was absent from him, he thought himself unworthy to give it protection. Due to his attachment for the animal, he thought that the animal was as noble and exalted as he himself was. According to the logic of Atmavan Manyate Jagat, everyone thinks of others according to his own position. Therefore, Maharaj Bharat felt that the deer had left him due to his negligence, and that due to the animal's noble heart, it would again return. Hare Krishna. So today we are discussing on 16th shloka of 8th chapter of 5th canto. So here the episode of Bharat Maharaj, when he has gone to do tapasya, austerities to attain Lord Krishna, and what happened to him is given. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we find two kinds of examples are always there. People who did right thing and people who did wrong thing. So the examples of people who have done right thing are given so that we can do the right thing. And examples of people who are somehow other did wrong thing, that is given so that we can avoid it, because they already did that mistake and realized and gone through the suffering or gone through the blunders and came to the realization. So we don't need to go through the same suffering or same kind of troubles to come to the same realization. We can know that, oh, already he did it, and he came to this realization or this conclusion. So let me directly come to this conclusion itself. Because first class people are like those who simply hear and then what they do? They learn the thing simply by hearing once. Second class is they see the thing happening and then they learn. Third class is they hear, they see, and still they don't learn. They have to undergo that and then they learn it. And fourth class is one, they don't learn even undergoing through that suffering. Just like there was an example, like people saw there is stealing is a bad thing. So good people, they will hear and they won't do it. Second class, he will see someone is taken to jail with his hands tied and he is taken. That is second class. Third class, he will himself steal and get caught, and then he will be punished and insulted in society, and then he won't do it again. And fourth class, he hears, he sees, he himself undergo, and when he is undergoing, he will tell his wife, don't worry, I will come very quickly. एंड ही विल टेल हिज फ्रेंड्स मैं सरकार का मेहमान बन गया हूँ, थोड़े दिन में आ जाता हूँ. सो अगेन वी विल मीट, डोंट वरी, देर इज नो नीड टू सफर सो मच सेपरेशन. सो देर आर सो मेनी क्रिमिनल्स लाइक दैट, दे टेल देयर नेबर्स, यू नो, डोंट वरी, डोंट क्राई, यू नो, आई विल कम बैक वेरी सून. सो दिस इज फोर्थ क्लास कैटेगरी. So at least we have to come to first and second class. Third class means we have to undergo suffering and then come to the conclusion. So here, and all these examples are of either kings or brahmanas or great personalities doing right thing, or kings or brahmanas doing wrong thing. Because kings and brahmanas are naturally the leaders of society, and people like to discuss about what they did, what are their activities. So we can discuss about those kings or those brahmanas who did right thing, and those kings and those brahmanas, they are those who did wrong thing, and thus come to the conclusion, and then we don't suffer. So here Bharat Maharaj, he is getting attached to deer after giving up big kingdom. So every sadhaka is having one deer in his life. We may, at least one deer. We may not be having actual deer, but our deer is something else. And we may not be knowing that, but Krishna knows that, which is our deer. And Maya also knows which is our deer, and she will send exactly that. And Krishna will try to take away that deer from us, to save us from Maya, but we will become angry with Krishna, that how dare you kidnap my deer. I'm your devotee, you should protect my deer. So that will, this is how sadhaka will rebel. So this deer is a some object to which we will get attached to. A conditioned soul, a jivatma, a living entity, is constitutionally created to be mad after Krishna. He is totally mad after Krishna. That state of intense love for Krishna can be expressed like madness. That intense love is so intense. But if it's not directed towards it, it will get reposed towards something else. It will be towards one's own senses. So one becomes mad after satisfying senses. Or to mind, one becomes mad after satisfying mind. One becomes, we have these six anarthas are our six deers. We become mad after these six anarthas, trying to fulfill their dictation rather than trying to kick it out from our life. So we become extremely attached to these six anarthas, who are like six deers, and think that they are very good, they are not that bad. Especially Kali Yuga society, they don't teach people to get rid of anartha, but they teach to adore and glorify anarthas and fulfilling it. All over the world, through TV, advertisement, magazine, lust, anger and greed is glorified, that if we are not trying to satisfy them, then something is wrong with us. We need to go to psychiatrist. It's not natural. So, and today's Vedic society, everything which Vedic scripture says that one shouldn't do, exactly the modern society teaches us that we should do that. That should be our ultimate goal in our life, is to do that thing, that activity. So this is how we have to be careful of what deer is there in our life, and internalize and think that which exactly is taking me away from Krishna. So in the life of Dhritarashtra, his deer was his children's, attachment to his children. And he told Krishna that, I know your Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now if he knows his Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is remaining in life now? Krishna has come in front of him in his life, and he is asking something. There is nothing left in his life to attain. He is saying that, I know, but I can't follow you. Because his deers are distracting him from attaining Krishna. And he repeatedly said that, Vasudeva, I know, Krishna even gave him eyes to see him. even though he was blind and he could see Krishna, and he could see small or a partial Virat Roop, some partial portion of that, still he couldn't give up the attachment to his children, who were like obstacles in his attaining Krishna. And what happened ultimately? All of they died to whom he was attached. And he also, after dying also, he was now, he had other attachment. He had comforts and palaces. Even though they are gone, so no problem. He wept and cried. But I will still hang on here. And that time Vidura came and chastised him and called him dog and all the such words. Piercing words, which will really shake him up. And then he had to leave that place. So if Vidura would not have come, he would have left like that with Pandavas. Enjoying life at the cost of Pandavas. So that was his deer which stopped him. In Karna's life, what was his deer? His mundane morality and attachment to his friend. That was his deer in his life. He knew that Krishna is this and that. So if he knew Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is left in his life? Why he should stop him? He said, okay, like if you wish. So his subordinate dharma or mitra prem or mitra dharma, this subordinate dharma became main dharma in his life. So the same attachment which he is supposed to give to Krishna, the same attachment which he is supposed to repose to Krishna, he attached to his friend who is a demon. So we are also, may laugh at Karna, but we are also attached to our anartha, which are like demons. And they are stopping us from attaining Krishna. So Karna had one friend or 100 friends, but one was main. We are 6 friends who are demons or against Krishna. And chief is envy. Envy towards Krishna. So we also have the same deer in our life. Then there is a Purura. He was also a devotee. He was a devotee. What was his deer? He was attachment to Urvashi. He worshipped Lord Vishnu to get association of Urvashi. So his deer was that. The same tapasya or same thing he did, he could have done with pure motive and attained Krishna. And in the same motive, same period of time, he would have gone to spiritual world. But he didn't go to spiritual world within same time, because after that he wanted this. So that deer kept him here and made him go through many more unwanted thing. Then there is in Dhruva Maharaj, his deer was, he wanted kingdom. He was attached to kingdom. And for that he had to 35,000 years, he had to spend extra in material world. So that much period of time he had to spend extra because of that deer. And Bharat Maharaj had to spend 2 lifetime extra because of that deer. So these deers will extend our stay in this material world. So pure devotee, they have only Krishna in their life. They don't have any deer. And mixed devotee, they have many deer in their life. They don't have, along with Krishna, there are many deer. So they slow down their attaining Krishna. These deers, they slow down the process of attainment of Krishna. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, what Krishna does with such devotee? Sometime he may fulfill, sometime he may kill the deers. He will do anything to do it. And if Krishna kills the deer, then it becomes extremely difficult for sadhaka. He may become blasphemer, or sometime he becomes just totally upset with Krishna, that how can you do this to me? How dare you interfere in my life like this? It's not befitting you. You shouldn't have done like this. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Krishna is a jealous lover. He doesn't like anyone giving love to someone else. He wants his love to be exclusive for himself. The jealous lover. Like if someone, one devotee was telling his realization, before coming to Krishna consciousness, he was having a girlfriend. And he was not having any affair, but they had decided to marry. And after that thing, somehow they came to Bhartidya Bhavan. And there he somehow heard and saw some people going. So he came here and he saw temple. And entered the temple. And somebody talked to him nicely and he sat there. And he was talking and his girlfriend was waiting outside. So suddenly he got introduced to Krishna consciousness after deciding to marry this girl. So, and he came to, got introduced to Krishna consciousness, and then slowly he started coming to Krishna Sunday feast more and satsang more and giving less time to her. And she started, as his time to that girl was reducing, she was becoming angry and furious with him. Because of her jealousy, she couldn't tolerate that I love him and he is giving more time to Krishna. So similarly, Krishna also is a jealous lover. This is a mundane example. Krishna doesn't like his devotee giving time to someone else, some anartha, some other dears in his life. So he's a jealous lover and he will ensure that you become, all other objects die or they become tasteless or something like that. But one thing is that once someone become purified of that, he will be grateful to Krishna. Once this, as long as this attachment are there, we may feel that why Krishna is doing like this, why he is acting like that. But once they go away, a person will definitely be grateful to Krishna. Thank you very much for doing this to me. I am very grateful to you that you have taken time, even though I am just such a small insignificant jiva, 1/10,000 of a tip of a hair. And there are so many jivatmas in this world, but still you took time for me, just for me. There are so many living entities in this world, on this planet. In this room, how many are there? We can't count. On this body, they counted that after taking fresh bath, there are more than 6.5 billion bacteria on our body, outside, after taking bath. Inside, how many are there? We don't know. So many jivatmas are there in one body or like that. So some little dirt, there are so many bacteria, so many living entities. The world is filled, packed with living entities, and Prabhupada explains that Brahma Samhita explains every atom, and in between the atom there is Paramatma, and with every Paramatma there is one Jivatma. So many Jivatmas are there, but Krishna took time for us to, and this is one planet, then one Brahmand is there. There are millions of Brahmand, and there are three times more number of devotees are there in spiritual world. So Krishna can easily forget us because there are so many, he is surrounded by so many number of devotees in spiritual world. And so many jivatmas are there in material world. And where are we? One, somewhere here and there. But Krishna has taken time. He has not forgotten us. He took time to purify us through our attachment. So it's just such a great reciprocation of Krishna that for our well-being, he took time and he made arrangements that we get purified. Not just took time, but he arranged circumstances in our life. That circumstance happens such that our dears die one after another. And we are left with nothing but Krishna. So if in the beginning you are not willing to say, Krishna, I am yours. After everything dies, we have to say that, Krishna, I am yours now. Nothing is left in my life. So now you accept me, because there is nothing left. But a devotee will definitely be grateful to Krishna that you did right thing with me and you have taken time and you arranged circumstances in my life that I attend you now. I am coming closer and closer to you. So this is how Krishna acts in the life of a devotee, and devotee also has to continue in his devotional service. That's why even whatever happens, someone has to continue in devotional service. If he gives up, that means there is a trouble. If we continue, that means even after thing, we may have various emotions, but still we are not refusing to serve Krishna. So Krishna is saying that, okay, at least he has given this much. He has not given me up. So again and again, Krishna considers such a devotee Mahatma, one who is Mahatma, that he has still not given up devotional service. So, in whatever circumstance one it may happen, one shouldn't give up devotional service and continue it so that Krishna will purify us through our within our heart. He is sitting, he will purify us, and then we will attain him, we will attain Krishna Prem. That's why Prabhupada said that in order if for a son to inherit the property of his father, what he has to do, he simply has to remain alive. If he remains alive, all the property of his father he will receive it. If he dies, he can't get it. So similarly, if you want to inherit the kingdom of God or attain Krishna Prema, what you have to do is simply remain alive in devotional service. So we have to remain alive in devotional service, and then we'll attain it definitely. But those people, just like in examination, those people who strive for 40% marks always fail. Because their target is 40%. If you study those people who have failed in exams and ask interview them why you failed, he said, because I targeted for 40%. So if you want to pass, then we have to target very high. Then we at least, you know, like passing will be at least there. So if we attain for 100% Krishna consciousness, then we'll 39-40 will reach somewhere. Or there is a chance we may reach higher also. So that's why even though we know that we have to simply remain alive, but to remain alive we also should know that we have to try to become pure devotee only, then only we will become somewhere close to the passing level. So we have to strive for highest thing, even though we know that there are so many anarthas or so many dears in our life who are distracting us and who are trying to interfere in our spiritual life, but we have to strive for highest thing, nothing less than that. Then we will pass, or Krishna will one day being pleased with us, he will grant us that highest thing, pure devotional service. So, and this attachment, like which Bharat Maharaj slowly it entered in his life. So he became, in future verses we'll see that he became mad. He becomes, Prabhupada writes that he became, the one of the symptoms of madness is too much love or too much attachment, he's become mad after that. And he's singing shlokas from Vedic literature saying that the earth was fortunate because of the deer. Because it was the greatest fortune of earth that she was getting the footprints of this deer. So to that extent, he was, instead of glorifying Krishna, now he started glorifying deer. So similarly, we also, instead of glorifying Krishna and devotional service, will glorify anarthas or some other object. We have to glorify someone. Every person, the people, they want to become mad after. They find some film star or sports stars and they try to worship him, adore him. So they have some hero in their life. So if we don't have Krishna in our life, then we have these heroes. And we may become mad after that. If we don't have Krishna as our leader, we'll have some other political leader. If we don't discuss about the kings from Srimad Bhagavatam, then we'll discuss what kings of today they are doing. Who is eating fodder? Who is pocketing money? Who is eating cement? Who is eating steel? So if we don't discuss about Bharat Maharaj, we'll discuss about today's politician, what they are doing. So it is natural propensity to discuss about our leaders, great people. So we have removed these great people from Puranas or Vedic literature. So these other leaders have come in our life, and they spend time discussing about it, writing about it. Previously, people would spend time discussing about Vedic kings and devotee kings and discussing about Krishna and all that. Now they spend the same amount of time or more on other thing, and then they say, we don't have time for satsang. So this is how everyone has to have some hero in his life. Everyone has to have some leader in his life. So why not Krishna? And everyone has to love someone. If they don't love other humans, then they maintain dogs and offer all their love and affection to that, because he can't speak back. So he listens. So people want someone who can listen to them and accept whatever they are. So the dog accepts the people as they are, so they love him more and more. So in this way, people want to love someone. If they don't love Krishna, they will love their senses. They will, that can be said love, but it's lust to senses, to mind, to anarthas, to other objects. But that the human life will remain unfulfilled and person will always be dissatisfied and he will never be feel satisfaction through reposing his loving propensity to anybody. He has to repose that propensity towards Krishna only. Then he will find some satisfaction and fulfillment in his life. Otherwise, in spite of all this, life remains unfulfilled till you attain Krishna. Like one of the richest person in the world, he was asked, "What you want?" He said, "Now I want privacy in my life." So people, till he reached that point, he was thinking that he will be happy by attaining this thing. But after attaining that, now he wants something else. And he's thinking, this thing doesn't give me satisfaction. I want privacy now. Many, many years before, one other rich person was asked, what is your philosophy in life? What do you want? He said, more. He was the richest person that time and he was asked, what do you want? He said, more. Because that soul, after attaining that much also, don't get satisfied. But when he attained Krishna, Krishna reciprocates with him so much that through that rasa or loving reciprocation between Krishna and his devotee, a devotee is completely satisfied. He is fully satisfied. So our objects will keep changing till we come to Krishna. So why not to come to Krishna as quickly as possible? That will save our time. That will save our time. So this attachment are very strong in conditions, living beings' life. That's why they receive body one after another after another. So one of the offense against holy name is 10th offense. Is that offense is not to maintain material attachment even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. To maintain it simultaneously doing devotional service, it's one of the big offense against the holy name. So we have to repeatedly pray to Krishna that it's stuck up in my heart. Somehow it's not getting away. Somehow it's again and again, it's capturing my consciousness. So as soon as I get time, immediately this I think about this attachment and attachment occupy my mind. So we have to pray and we need to request other devotees to pray on our behalf. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times, when devotees would pray for themselves, he was not that much serious. But when other devotees were praying for that devotee, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately reciprocated. So practical application of Chaitanya Charitamrita we can do is, we can request other devotee to pray for us. So when other devotees are praying for us, that then everyone is praying for everyone else, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will immediately, very quickly, he will help us to overcome those attachments. So that is the practical application of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And devotees will not pray unless there is a good relationship with other devotee. If you are quarreling with devotee, then why they will pray? So, of course, someone who is very advanced, he will, in spite of someone quarreling, he will pray, just like Haridas Thakur. He prayed for those people who are beating for him. But other devotee, they will say, "I will pray," but they will not pray. So, we have to have association of devotees. So, when we are in association of devotees, it's like Bharat Maharaj, he was not in the association of devotees. So, when he was going off track, there was no one to remind him. And that's why he neglected his negligence of his duties. He did that second thing. So, when we are in association of devotees, we will be reminded of where we are going off track. And then devotees will help us. So it's very good that we have to have a very good relationship. So we feel again and again that I should come to this association of devotee and hear. And when we come, then naturally we'll hear Krishna Katha, and then something will come which is reminding us that where we are going off track, and that will again and again it will bring us to the proper path. Just like if we release the dog, he will go anywhere. Small dogs, they will go anywhere. But if we tie him with a rope to some rod, he'll try to run away here, there, everywhere. But because he's tired, after some time he'll get tired and come back and sit there only. So he can't go away from that. So similarly, if we are having that rope is like attachment to devotee, so may want to go anywhere here and there, but again we'll come back to devotee and sit there, and we'll be like, so again after some time we'll overcome or we'll get tired, so again we'll become refreshed, again we'll try to go here and there, again we'll come back there only, and there only we'll remain. So we have to have good relationships, then we'll remain in association, then we'll be reminded of pitfalls of what not to do and what to do, both the things, and then when we can remain on right track. So even though the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is very simple, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are his part and parcel, and because we are his part and parcel, we are meant to serve him without any motives, continuously, uninterrupted, unmotivated devotional service. So it's in 2-3 sentences, the whole philosophy is summarized. So we should engage from now onwards in that activity only. So whole Krishna consciousness philosophy gets summarized in just 2-3 lines. But to be able to follow that actually, to be with unmotivated and uninterrupted, to be actually be doing it throughout our life is really challenging task. Just it won't help us hearing once or twice. We need to be reminded it again and again and again. So when we are reminded again and again and again, then we'll start falling towards that direction. At least after our dears are killed by Krishna, you say, no, okay, now I have to be on right path. So this is our goal in our life, to become pure devotee of Krishna. And we have to be careful about what attachment we have in our life, and pray to Krishna that to remove it, and pray, request other devotee to pray for us so that I can be overcome this attachment which is there in my life. In fact, there is very interesting sequence given, that how 10th offenses lead to 9th, 9th leads to 8th, like one by one, and ultimately person comes to first offense and start blaspheming devotees. Very, very nice connection is there. So we'll try to study because time is there. So when we have material attachment, nothing enters our mind. We hear, but we don't hear. We may hear it, but we say, no, I don't want to still give up my dear. I still want to hold on to it. So this is exhibition of not having complete faith in holy name or in Krishna. We don't have faith that Krishna will do. Krishna is my well-wisher. He will do exactly which is good for me. What is the meaning that we are not acting according to what Krishna is saying? The meaning is that we don't have faith that Krishna will do only that thing which is good for me. He will not do anything which is bad for me. We may not be exactly saying through words, but our actions or mentality exhibit that. And if we get constant dose of getting, like constantly we are told to do, execute pure devotional service, So we may not like it because our attachment are pulling and we are still holding on to it. So we try to associate with non-devotee or try to be away from devotee. So in non-devotee, who are they? Those, they are all faithless people. That is, and we heard something and we try to speak to them. So they will destroy whatever faith we have, they will kill it. He said it's bogus, you know. You are getting too much into anything. So that faithless person we try to preach, and then that ninth offense will be committed because we are constantly associating with them. And then such people who are materialistic, because of constant association, we also will make material desires as our goal. And there is a chance that we may think that Hare Krishna is not exactly the goal of life, but you know, it's one auspicious ritualistic activity given in Vedic scriptures. So we may commit that eighth offense, which will lead us to that eighth offense. Because only in devotee circle will be encouraged to chant offenselessly, whereas outside circle, all these things come up. And then what happened? Because of that thing, he will commit sinful activities. So when someone is committing sinful activity, what will happen? No one wants to suffer after committing sin. So he has heard something little that there is some suffering, but he has done also sinful activity. So he'll chant to contract it. He says, "Arre, I heard that by chanting all the sins get eradicated. A jivatma cannot commit so much sin that can be eradicated in one chanting. So I will chant many times." So he will commit seventh offense. That is to commit sinful activity on the strength of the holy name. And that offense, whatever will happen, Krishna, when someone commits seventh offense, Krishna himself put obstacle in the spiritual life of that person. It is explained. So when Krishna himself is becoming obstacle in our spiritual life, so what can our efforts do? So then faith starts reducing, then we start giving interpretation to holy name. There is one organization, they say that this word "ha," it is having some special significance. This "ha," in every religion there is so much emphasis on "ha." So they all chant "ha, ha, ha, ha." So they say that this is Hare Krishna, actually it is meant to make you chant "ha." So such kind of crazy interpretation. So all people are chanting one hour "ha, ha, ha, ha." And "ha, ha, ha," like this. All different way of "ha, ha," all they are saying. So this is coming to this thing because Krishna himself, some interpretation on holy name. And then there is so much glorification of holy name that once we chant, we can attain Krishna, once is sufficient. And all this appears to be exaggeration. So we start feeling that fifth offense is to consider glories of holy name imaginary. This is all imaginary, you know, like Krishna is in his name and whole Golok is in his name and along with Golok, whole material world in his name. And so it's all appears to be very imaginary, fantasy. So, and then after doing that step, what a person will naturally come to, he'll come to fourth offense is blaspheming Vedic literature. So in the beginning stage, he may not directly blaspheme his thing, but he says that it's, you know, there is exaggeration and there is like depicting through stories, they want to teach us some other lesson and some values. So not accepting Vedic scriptures as they are and seeing to be exaggeration or just fantasy, that is fourth offense, that is to blaspheme Vedic literature. So when so many things are committed, we don't know that whether spiritual world exists, this exists, that exists. So what will be the natural consequence? He will start disobeying his spiritual master because the motivation is not left in his life to attain Krishna or Krishna Prem. So he will naturally disobey his spiritual master. Then when that happens, then everything appear to be equal, every philosophy appear to be same. Because it is explained in scripture that having implicit faith in Guru and Krishna, all the Vedic scriptures are revealed in the person's heart. So what is the sign of not having implicit faith in Guru is disobeying him. So if someone is disobeying, so Vedic scriptures, all conclusions will not reveal in his heart. So he will not come to know that Krishna is supreme. He will start considering demigods are also same, and you know, everything is one, and this is also same, that is also this. So he will become Pashandi. Considering, so second offense is to consider the names of demigods equal to or independent of holy names. And then after this happen, then you start blaspheming devotees. He may not directly say that very bad words, but the whole thing starts with they are useless people. And this blasphemy appears to be very harmless, but it start upon with that. And when we someone criticizing devotee, then what happens? There is a nice concept that in the heart of everybody there is emotional bank account about everyone else with whom he interacts. So if we have nice interaction with people, then we have nice feelings about him in his our heart. So we have nice feelings, so we deal nicely with him. But if we are criticizing devotee, so in our heart the feelings are left is zero. So we don't want to associate with him. And if we get into association of those people who are, all of them are criticizing devotees or each other, then nobody wants to associate with devotee in that blasphemous association. He said they are all bad people. Why should I go close to them? And one will become more and more blasphemous. So this is how the offenses, they are connected to each other like train engine, you know. You pull one and they are connected with each other, all. It is not possible that I would commit only one offense and not nine. It's not possible. They are connected to each other, with each other. They all... You invite one guest and 10 come. So you allow the one person to come in and then the whole family comes in and they occupy all 10 offenses. They occupy our consciousness. And then offenseless chanting makes our attaining Krishna difficult, impossible. So this attachment is very dangerous. And we have to exclusively offer our love to Krishna. Exclusively offer our love to Krishna because he is jealous lover. He doesn't like his devotee along with him loving some other objects and some other also. So in the process also, Srimad Bhagavatam writes that in the process, like if someone suffers, a devotee or sadhaka is suffering something, you have to accept that, okay, I must have done something wrong, and I honestly accept that I did wrong, and I admit this much suffering, that Krishna has kindly given me this much. Like, there was a person, he was mixing ghee with some substandard oil. He was a ghee seller. And he was caught by the king, soldiers of the king, and he was taken to the court. And they told that king he is engaging in malpractices, he is mixing substandard thing in oil, ghee. So king told him that what punishment you would like to take? I give you choice. Three choices. First choice, you have to pay 500 gold coin. Second is you have to drink 5 liter of ghee. Third is you have to get beaten by 10 times. So he said, he was a miser, so he was not willing to pay 500 gold coin. So he said, I will drink 5 liter of ghee. So he drank 1 liter, 2 liter, 3 liter, and he vomited, he couldn't drink it. So he said, oh king, it's too much. I will accept beating on my back. Slashes. So then they started beating. 1, 2, 3, 4. After 8 beating, he said, it's too much. I will pay 500 coins. So if in the first phase he would have accepted that I did wrong and I accept this much punishment, then he would not have suffered so much. But he didn't accept it. He was still hanging on to it. So he went through all the three. So in the life of sadhaka, if some suffering comes, you have to accept Krishna, I accept it. Immediately I accept it. I accept that I did something wrong and this much you are giving, that is less. I accept immediately. But if you resist, protest, do all this jumping, dancing everywhere, so then we go more. And then I come to the conclusion that it would have better that I would have accepted for in first case, you know, and I landed in more trouble. So So this is how we give up our dears and surrender to Krishna and give our exclusive love to Him. And then we will be grateful to Him. And then our all will be completely satisfied. There will not be any hankering dissatisfaction in our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Some question, something. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.